Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord and prepare our hearts to receive the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, my Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to bow our heads before you one more time in prayer, my God. Look down on us with compassion, Lord. Have mercy on our souls and forgive our sins, my God. Oh, my Father, lead and guide us tonight, God. Direct our path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, move in a miraculous way tonight, my God. Sing your word tonight and send the anointing, Lord. Oh, Father, speak to our hearts and our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's heart tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to receive thine word, my God. Help them to fall out with their ways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch right now, Lord. Heal the sick, my God. Deliver the bound, Lord. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. Look on those countries that are at war, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stay the hand of death, Lord. I know you're able, God. Call somebody to seek your face, Lord, to turn from their wicked way, God, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Touch the leader's mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them a heart of compassion, my God. Oh, my God, put in a heart of flesh, Lord. Take out the stony heart, God. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go into the hospital room, Lord. Touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, while we're praying, Lord, I know you're able, God. Look on Brother Mosey in a special way, Lord. Touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. You have the power, Lord. All power is in your hand, God. You're able to heal the sick, Lord. You're able to raise the dead, God. You're able to open the blinded eyes, Lord. You're able to open the dumb ears, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. You're able to loose the tongue, Lord, so that they may speak, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord. Go into the prison room, God. Touch right now, Lord. Give somebody a mind to seek your face, Lord, and turn from their ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus, protect my God. Oh, my God, hover over us, Lord. I know you're able, God. Lay your hands upon us, Lord. We need you tonight, God. We need thine help, Lord. We need help to go through, Lord. We need help to stand, God. In the name of Jesus, the enemy has risen against us, Lord. Oh, my God, he's fighting on every side, God. But I know you're able, Lord. I know you're able to take us through, God. In the name of Jesus, take us by the hand, Lord, and lead us on, my God. Lead us into victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, look on those that are traveling over the dangerous highways, God, the dangerous airways, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save our unsaved families, God. Save our unsaved children, God. Give them a mind, my God, to be saved, Lord. Give them a mind to run for their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Look on the president of this country, my God. Look on the leaders of this country, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy upon them and lead them, God. Help them to lead the country, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on our pastors, God. Help them to lead our people, my God. On to victory, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. Touch, heal, and deliver right now, my God. Send your word and send the anointing, Lord. Bless the broadcast tonight, my God. Oh, my God. Touch some listener tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, heal through your word, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. These and all the things we ask of thee in Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son
and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 61st number of Psalms. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in thy covert of the wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 61st number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 61st number of Psalms. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer. And now we're going to have our announcement coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1:1 is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. For Brother Mosey White, who is currently in ICU, for Michael Carr, for Robin, for Steady Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Benson, Sister Rhoda, Denitra Blackshear, and all the bereaved families. And we are still looking forward to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, the grand opening, and in the near future. So we are still requesting your prayers. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing some of this song. How much do I owe the Lord for dying on Calvary?
Yes.
How much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory? Unworthy though I may be, he's already proclaimed his love for me, and I owe him too much. I owe him too much to fail him now. Can't you see how the Lord has blessed us through every trial? He never, never, never left us. And I owe him too much, too much to fail him now, to fail him now. I owe him too much. much, too much, too much. I owe him too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much to fail him now. Can't you see how the Lord has blessed us through every trial? He never, never, never left us, and we owe him too much, too much to fail him now, to fail him now. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for blessing us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. It's a blessing indeed. And we thank God for all of you who took the time to dial in on tonight. And we pray that you are blessed. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture that was read. And sometimes we do get overwhelmed for, because of all the things that are going on around us, because of all the trials and the tribulations and the scriptures being fulfilled. We can definitely get overwhelmed, but it's important that we know that we can go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus is that solid rock that cannot be moved, and he will protect us, and he will provide. So I'm thankful to the Lord. I'm just waiting to hear the word of God. My soul wants to be fed tonight, and I pray that you also are ready to receive the word of God to feed your souls. So without any further ado, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to bring forth the word of God. And as she comes, let us pray with her and for her that God will speak to every one of us. Amen. At this time, God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. We thank the Lord for every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for this opportunity to preach the word of God. We pray that your word will go out, that it will reach some soul, that somebody will give their life unto you, that they might receive Christ and be saved and receive salvation. We know you're able. We know thou art a deliverer. We believe it tonight. We take you at your word, and we thank you in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of Amos. We're going to begin reading this in the seventh chapter of the book of Amos, and beginning with verse 10, and then we're going to go on a little further. Then Amos, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos have conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also, Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. I believe this was Amos, and Amaziah was telling Amos to go flee into the land of Judah, and there eat your bread and prophesy there. You see, the devil don't want prophecy in the church. He don't want you to prophesy, because when a person
have the gift of the Holy Ghost, and God is using them surely in the Word of God and using them in prophecy. A lot of people don't want to hear that. But Amos began to prophesy to them. And he said in the 10th verse, was going to die by the sword. And so, you know, that devil, he likes to stir up stuff. So-and-so said thus and so. This one said thus and so. But what it was, Amos was prophesying the words of the Lord. He wasn't prophesying his own words. He wasn't saying what he wanted to say. And in verse 13, it says, but prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock. And the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel. Now, therefore, hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. And going over to the 8th chapter of Amos, in about the 11th verse, behold, the days cometh, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst, nor a thirst for water, hearing the words of the Lord, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. We're living in the last days right now. And I tell you, we have to receive the word of God, because it's not man's word, but it's God's word. And God's word, there is power in his word. So my thought tonight, my title tonight, is a famine for the word. Theme tonight is hear God's word. You know, people are hearing some of everything. They're hearing what the journalist is saying. They are hearing what YouTube is saying. They are hearing what the newsman is saying. They are hearing what their brother is saying. They are hearing what their mother and their cousins are saying. But when you tell them what the word of God say, they don't want to hear it. They turn their ears and turn their hearts against the word of the Lord. They don't want to hear the prophecies of the Lord. We're living in a time now where they are, they're casting them out. They don't want to hear them. They have the word of God that God has given them, and the people do not want to hear them. But I heard in the book of Isaiah, the word of God said in Isaiah 55 and 3, incline your ear and come unto me. He said, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Hallelujah. If we hear God's word, if we incline our ear, God will bless us, and he will cause his face to shine upon us. But the Bible says, hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live. And Jesus said in the word, he said, I have the words of eternal life. The words that Jesus speaks, they are life. Hallelujah. You can have life today if you receive the word of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Amos, and I believe it's the 13th verse, said, but prophesy not again anymore at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos, and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet. He wasn't even a prophet. He wasn't even a son of a prophet. But God called him and made him to be a prophet. And he said, but I was in herd then. He was out there taking care of the herd and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me. The Lord took him on out of the field. Hallelujah. And he said, as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel. You have people today, they are trying to prophesy and saying that God said, but God did not say. Glory to God, they have made themselves prophets, but they are not the prophets of God. They're the prophets of Satan. Hallelujah. Because when God really sends you to prophesy, glory to God, you're going to say the words that God gives you, and his word will come to pass. Glory to God. I just thank God tonight because there's a famine that's going to be in the land. People are going to be running to and fro, going up north, coming to the east, looking for the word of God, going from sea to sea, trying to find the word of God. There's going to be a great scarcity of the word of God. Hallelujah. They won't be able to find it. I heard the word of God in the Revelation where the Lord spoke, and the angel, he stood with one foot on the sand and one foot on the sea, and said there will be time no more. Hallelujah. You won't be able to find the word of God. Now is the time to turn to the Lord, to receive the word of God, and let God penetrate your heart. Let God break up that stony heart. Let God come into your life and change your mind. God will change that heart. He'll give you a heart of flesh. He'll change your mind. And you won't have that old mind that you used to have. As Jesus spoke and said, the words that I speak unto you, they are life. You can have eternal life through the word of God. But don't reject God's word. God's word is precious. Hallelujah. His word is too valuable to let it go in one ear and the other. His word is precious. Glory to God. God's word is what saved us. His word is what brought us into the ark of faith. It was God's word that changed our hearts. It was the word of God that made us brand new. It was the word of God that took out the hatred. It was the word of God that put in that love. It was God's word. God's word is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone. God's word is too precious to just throw it away. Hallelujah. We have to receive God's word now. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Don't turn a deaf ear to the word of God. There's going to be a time you're going to want to hear the word of God. You're going to want to hear what thus says the Lord, but you're not going to be able to find the word of God. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to obtain it because it's going to be a scarcity. It's going to be a shortage. Just like you have a shortage of food. Well, the word of God is food. And it's going to be a shortage of God's word. You're going to be looking for it, and you won't be able to find it. The Bible says in verse 11, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. It's not going to be a famine for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. That's the famine, of hearing the word of God. The day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the time to turn from your way and turn to the word of God. Receive the word of God right now and let Jesus come into your life. Let him change that old heart. Let him change that old mind. Let him fix it in your life. Let him fix it in your home, on your job, wherever you may be, whatever you're going through. Let Jesus fix it for you. He can do it. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will give you rest. You won't have to run to and fro. Hallelujah. You don't have to go to the north. You don't have to go to the east. But now the word of God is going out throughout the land. Receive the word of God and live. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. Don't have a lot to say, but the word of God is right all by itself. Amen. Receive God's word. Receive it and receive life today. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let it go. But take the word of God that you heard on tonight and let Jesus come into your heart. If things is not right and you know that you're not doing what's right, take the word of God in and let the Lord fix it for you. He knows how to work it out. He knows how to do everything. He can straighten everything out. He can fix it for you right now. Glory to God. Just give it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Just hear the word of God while you got a chance and accept it, and God can do the rest. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. At this time, we're going to have prayer tonight. If any of you that is on the line, if you want to tune in, you can call in also on the line. Glory to God. You can call in on the guest line, and you can get prayer, or you can just stay where you are, wherever you are. Just hear this word and take it in. You can dial in at 701-802-5175, 47681#. As we prepare our hearts for a closing prayer, Evangelist is going to come forth and lead us in this prayer. If you want salvation, you want to be saved, you want to be healed, and you want to be delivered, you want repentance of your sins, now is the time. Evangelist Amin, lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we come to you and we give you thanks, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for speaking to our hearts and to our minds. We thank you, Lord God, for the ones who are listening in right now. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now that you will have mercy and that you will forgive sins, Lord, that you will open somebody's ears that they may hear your word and take heed to your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who are desiring to have salvation, desiring to be saved. Oh, Lord God, prick their hearts and touch their minds right now while this prayer is being prayed. Lord, we ask that you'll blot out their transgressions, that you'll wash away their sins, oh, Lord, and receive them unto yourself. Have mercy, oh, Lord Jesus, and move in their lives. Manifest yourself in a great and a mighty way. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, right now, save and deliver. We know you are able to do all things. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon those who are discouraged, oh, God. Those, Lord, right now who are carrying heavy burdens, we ask you, Lord, to lift their burden and encourage their heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch, heal, and deliver, and make every whole. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, God, that you will continue to feed our souls and minister to us, Lord. You know the things that we lack, and we ask, God, that you provide for us on this night. In the name of Jesus, move in the midst, people. Do wonders, oh, God, and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we know that you are speaking to us, that we want to be able to hear your voice when you speak. Lord God, open our ears that we may hear. Oh, my God, and for those who don't have an ear to hear, give them an ear that they may hear your word. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight and save, my God. Send deliverance, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, we pray, God, that you will touch those who are sick in their bodies. Those, Lord God, who are suffering with afflictions and diseases. And Lord, we ask that you will heal them and make them whole. Touch yes. right now, Lord, wherever they are. Oh, God, if they're in their home, if they're in the hospital, if they're in an institution, wherever they are, my God, make your holy visitation.
Yes.
Stop by for just a little while, my God, and lay your hand on their body. Touch, Lord, and raise them up, Lord Jesus. Give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, and nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. We are looking to you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we pray, God, that you will manifest yourself the more. Lord God, we pray a special prayer for Brother Mosey White. We ask, Lord, that you will stop by the room and stand by him, Lord God. Touch his body and make him whole, Lord. Heal him and raise him up, Lord, that he may glorify your name in the name of Jesus. We know you can do everything, Lord. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Everyone who has a prayer petition, everyone who has a request, oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you'll consider each one and grant it according to your will, Lord, whatsoever pleases you, Lord, and help us to accept what you allow. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, keep us covered under your blood. Go with us and stand by our side.
Oh, Lord, we ask, God, that you will ever strengthen, encourage, and anoint the speaker on tonight. Oh, Lord, touch her body and give her strength, Lord, and help her to continue to preach your word and to do your will. And we ask, God, that you will bless the gospel ministry, continue to grow. Let it expand, Lord. Let it reach all around the world continually, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will fill us plenteously, that we don't lack, that we don't go hungry for your word, Lord. Oh, my God, provide your word continually for your people, Lord, and all those who have not heard. Let them hear your word tonight. Oh, Lord, we believe it, and we count it done. And we give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for having mercy upon us. And Lord, please remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh God. Comfort and console them. Lord, we believe it and we count it done. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for that powerful message, a very timely message coming through Evangelist May, and she told us the truth. This is the truth. It's coming upon us, though the word of God is plenteous right now. There's a famine coming up.
Yes.
Praise be to God. That famine is going to be for the word of God.
Amen.
So that's why it's important that we hear the word. We should hear God's word. The more God continues to send his word, it's like the Lord just is feeding us so much. It's the table is spread. The feast of the Lord is going on. And
yes,
we ought to take as much as we can, just like you do when you go to the all-you-can-eat and you fill
right
up your plate. And you just eat and eat and eat. But that food is temporary. But
Amen.
The word of God is everlasting. Hallelujah. So if you are able to hear God's word, take heed to it, and God will feed your soul. And you won't go lacking when the famine comes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, get as much as you can get. Take it in and hold on to it. Praise the Lord. And God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. I truly enjoyed the message on tonight, and I encourage you, every one of you, to take the word of God in and apply it to your life. It's very precious. Like was preached, that word of God is so precious. You don't want to take it lightly. You don't want to take it for granted. But every time you hear God's word, gobble it up. Hallelujah. Digest it and let it dwell in you. Let that word stay in you. And that's life. Let the words that Jesus speaks, they are life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it will sustain you in the time of famine. Glory to God. I truly enjoyed the word. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists and any other clergy who are on the line tonight. You are certainly welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist May on this evening. Truly, she preached out of her soul, and she preached the truth. Amen. It's going to be a famine of the word. And people, they don't want it now. They don't want it. Amen. Especially when God sends the prophets. They don't want to hear them. Not when he sends his prophets. They hear the false prophet, though. The one to tell them, oh, I'm going to prophesy to you. Oh, I'm going to tell you so-and-so. But when that one that God sends come and tell you what the Lord says, they don't want to hear. Amen.
They buck up. They fight. They kick against the prick. But Paul said it's hard to kick against the prick. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God tonight. Let us receive the word of God. Amen. Those of us that know how to, that know to do right.
Amen. Let us get into the Word of God. Study that Word of God. Amen. And hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against them. Amen. You don't have to pull your Bible out all the time to go when you to somebody or whatever. You ought to know the Word. Amen.
Yeah.
We the people of God, we ought to know the Word of God. This is what we're supposed to be living by, the Word of God.
Amen.
And if we read that Word and study that Word, we'll know how to give the right answer. Amen. I thank God for the Word of God tonight. Saints, be encouraged. Amen. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the Word.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I thank God for the Word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about a famine for the Word and encouraging us to hear God's Word. And as she said, you know, there's going to come a time when people are going to be seeking the Word of God. And right now, people, they don't want to hear from God when it's something they don't want to hear. They want the prophet to prophesy smooth things. Like they did with Amos, they wanted him to go somewhere else and prophesy there, as if Amos had a choice to prophesy somewhere else or something else other than what God gave him. They don't. They didn't understand the gift that God gave the man, you know, his ministry, what God gave him to do. They wanted to use him how they wanted to use him, which was to prophesy the smooth things.
But
it wasn't so. God says it has to be. I tell you, that is, keep on preaching the Word of God. You're going to do it anyway. But keep on preaching the Word of God. I enjoy it.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. I also would like to say how they did Jeremiah. Amen. They got mad at Jeremiah because he was prophesying what God told them to do.
Amen.
And he was prophesying, and they said, let us lay hold of Jeremiah. Let us take them, and they put them down in the dungeon and said, let us murder them with our tongue, slay them with the tongue. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying to change the laws and everything. But he was giving them what God gave him to give them, God's word. But they didn't want to hear it. And that's how people are today. They think you're trying to come and change things around. Amen. But you're just simply giving them what God says to tell them.
Amen.
And they don't want to hear it. But hear the word of God. The Bible said, hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We thank the Lord for the woman of God who has reminded us through the word of God to hold on the word of God, to hear the word of God.
Yes.
These are the end times, brethren. There are so many false prophecies around. And these days, people are just running for prophets, and they want to hear everything good.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to something God is trying to rebuke, they don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to hear good things. May the Lord help each one of us. This is the graceful time. God has given grace. The time will come where we are going to look for somebody to tell us the truth. We need to get those people. May the Lord help each of us to speak on the word of God, to hear the word of God, that the right prophets from the word of God. May God bless you so much, woman of God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord for the word coming through Evangelist May tonight, because a lot of people don't want to hear prophecy. They just want you to tell them how they can be blessed, and the pastors are telling them to sow a seed. That's all you hear. But I thank God for prophecy, and I thank God for hearing the truth.
Yes.
And I'm just mad you keep on preaching the word of God, because this is exactly what we need.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all the beautiful, beautiful remarks, words of encouragement. And again, we thank God for that powerful message, that word that came directly from the Lord. And the word of God is right and it is true. And while we have it, we better take advantage of it. Because when it's gone, it's gone. Seeking for it, you won't find it. Because that famine is truly coming. Praise God. I thank the Lord once again. And now this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the beautiful remarks and exhortations coming to our evangelists and our sisters. We thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being here, right here with us. We're right here together tonight. Thank the Lord. Down here in Virginia. But, you know, God is good.
And, you know, God's got a way. He got his own way. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And I appreciate what he's doing. I thank the Lord for the word. I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, to continue to preach the word, and to accept God's word. His word is precious. The Bible said, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. So the word of God was precious. And I still receive that word of God, even if it comes and it pricks my heart, is still the word of God. It's not going to all the time be something good that you hear. But, well, the word of God is good by itself. But sometimes it will cause you to pull up and get up out of the way so you won't be found in that situation again. His word is precious. It's of great value, and his word is beloved and cherished, especially by the people of God, because that's what saved us. It was the word. And I'm encouraged through the word on tonight myself. So I go on with the Lord, asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me, and also pray, continue to pray for my dad. I know God is a healer, and I know he's able to raise him up, lift him up. He's done it before, and he can do it again. So I'm looking to him on tonight, and we thank the Lord for each and every one of our broadcast listeners at this time. If there's nothing else, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again 7 o'clock Sunday night, Lord's will. God bless you and good night. God bless you.